issues in Daf Yomi, Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Masechet Shabbat, page 24a and b. Let's go through the Gemara in terms of its an analytical approach, and it goes as follows. What's the role of Chanukah in benching? We know that Chanukah is mentioned in davening. Rashi says that's the whole purpose of Chanukah is to mention it during davening. But the question, because that as we said on Daf Chavavim Beis, they made Chanukah a yontif b'halav hoda, and Rashi thinks that lomar al hanisim b'hoda, that was one of the main ideas of Chanukah, was to mention it in hoda, to mention the Chanukah miracle during the Thanksgiving bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei. However, what about during benching? Was that instituted as well? So why not? So why not mention it in benching? Why not? So the idea is that since it's a rabbinic holiday, we don't mention it. Very strange kind of an idea. It's a rabbinic holiday. So Rabbi Salvajic said, as Rav Schechter reports, that we have an idea of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that every day, the Gemara in Brachos says, every day you should give God something relevant to that day. So what? So Rabbi Salvajic explains that the rabbis don't necessarily have the power to make a day have a fundamentally different nature, what we call Kedushas Hayom. Rabbis can do is they can say, you have to read the Megillah, you have to blow shofar, you can fast, you can't fast. What they can't do is create a Kedushas Hayom, that the whole day is imbued with this type of sanctity or distinctness. And therefore, just because you're eating a meal doesn't mean that it relates to Chanukah. Second approach we could give is that since there's no obligation of having a meal on Chanukah, therefore it shouldn't be mentioned in the Birkas HaMazon, because it's a rabbinic holiday which does not require a particular meal. Or since it's, after all, you want to mention the miracle of God, so you mention the miracle as much as you can. You don't really have to, but if you did, you mention it during Oda, during the Bracha of Oda, as the Gemara explains, just like in Davening, we mention the Al HaNisim in the blessing of Modim, so in the benching, we mention Al HaNisim in the blessing of Nodelecha, that talks about Hoda, even though most of the Hazkaros, most of the mentioning of holidays in benching are usually during a different bracha, during the Yushalayim bracha, but still, it has to be consistent. On Chanukah, it's always in the Hoda bracha. Okay, so that was one question. Chanukah in Birkas HaMazon. Also, Rabbi Salvajic explains that the idea of mentioning something in benching is to give the meal identity. For instance, if you didn't mention Shabbos on the first two meals of Shabbos, then you haven't really had that meal of Shabbos, because the benching is what identifies that meal as a Shabbos meal, in addition to the Kiddush. But when it comes to Chanukah, there's no obligation of a meal. So let's say I didn't identify the meal as a Chanukah meal. Who cares? Okay, let's continue. Should you mention Rosh Chodesh in benching? If you want to say that Chanukah, since it's a rabbinic holiday, the rabbis can't affect a holiday that affects the entire day. But Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa. Rosh Chodesh exists in the Doraisa realm, which creates some sort of a status for the entire day. It's not a Kedusha Sayom, I wouldn't say, because that's something that's unique to Yontif and Shabbos. But it would have some sort of identity that would permeate the entire day. Or since there's no prohibition of work, you don't mention it. What does work have to do with it? Very interesting. In what sense is it Shabbos, 24 hours of Shabbos? In what sense is it Yontif, 24 hours of Yontif? Well, the things we have to do on Yontif, you can do it in a few hours. Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, Musaf, Kiddush here, Kiddush there. Eat the matzah, the sukkah. But the thing that permeates the entire day is the Isur Malach. The prohibition of work is something that goes on and on and on. Every second, you're prohibited to work. So therefore, when it comes to benching on a day that's forbidden to work, every second of that day is that day. So it's main brichosav. It's the nature of that day, and you can't stand before God, as the reservation explains. You can't stand before God and talk about and praise God and not mention the unique nature of that day, because the day is unique nature. Why does it have unique nature? Because it's forbidden to work, and when it's forbidden to work, then that gives a color to the entire day. So Rav Ami says you should mention Rosh Chodesh Yalv Yavo in benching, and that's what we do. And Rav Chanina says you don't have to mention it. Okay, and there's a brisa that supports this position, but the brisa adds a new element. The Tanya Roshia. When it comes to something that has a musaf, like Rosh Chodesh has an additional offering, in addition to the daily offering, you have additional, what's called musaf, additional offerings. So then, or Chol Moed, you always have to mention the holiday, and if you didn't, you'd have to go back, because how dare you stand before God and not mention the very nature of the day in which you're talking to Him? And there's no kiddush, but Chol Hamoed and Rosh Chodesh do not have a kiddush, of course. And you do mention them in benching. So here we have it, that you do mention these things in benching. Now, could it be that there's an element of a meal for Rosh Chodesh? After all, it's mentioned in the book of Shmuel that Shaul had a lechem, a bread meal, and that David claimed, somewhat falsely, that he had zevach mishpacha, he had a feast with the meat in Hebron. Could it be? Beit Lechem. Could it be related to that? Not sure. Yom she'en bahem korban musaf, if it doesn't have a korban musaf, then, like certain holidays, certain fast days, then you would not mention, you would mention something in Shomei Tefillah, like for a fast day. And if you didn't mention, it's not a big deal. And there's no mention in benching. But the main thing is that Musaf is also something that kind of permeates the day. Like we mentioned, the Asiyas Malacha, the prohibition to work, permeates the whole day. Musaf tells you something about the essence of the day. On the one hand, you could argue that Musaf is a distinct moment in the day. However, you could also say that Musaf shows you that the very nature of that day requires an extra korban, an extra sacrifice, and that indicates something about the day itself. And therefore, since the day itself is special, therefore, whenever you say praises of God that day, you have to go me'ein b'chosav, you have to give God you have to acknowledge the specialness of the day in which you stand before God. How could you not mention it? It's the elephant in the room. You've got to mention it even during bench. Iboilu, another question. And now we get into something similar, but it opens up a new sugya of mentioning a holiday in a prayer that's not designed for that holiday. That's the sugya. Iboilu ma'olaz gishol Chanukah b'musafin. Do you have to mention Chanukah during Musaf? Because you see, what's Musaf got to do with Chanukah? Kaven the lesbe Musaf b'diday lo med karina. Maybe we could say that since Musaf has no relationship to Chanukah, Chanukah is not obligated in Musaf. There's for 7 days of Chanukah, sometimes 6 days of Chanukah, there's no Musaf at all. There's nothing to do with Chanukah. Therefore, lo Mike, we shouldn't mention Chanukah in Musaf. O dilma yom u'shachay barber tefilos. Or you say no. And here the Gemara gets very lumdish. It's very, very crisp formulation. It's the day that's obligated in prayers, and all those prayers have the same mention. The day is obligated in prayers. That whatever prayers you mention, just like you mention Shacharis, Mincha, Mar, you mention Rosh Chodesh, so too, you mention Chanukah, so too on the Musaf, you should mention Chanukah as well. Rashi says, V'kevin Jehovah's tefillah zeh hayom, eina p'chusa mishar tefillah suyom. V'kevin Jehovah's tefillah zeh, so since the obligation of tefillah on this day always seems to obligate you in mentioning Chanukah, so it should be no different from any other tefillah. We equate it with all other tefillos. It's a day on which the Shemona Esrei's have a mention of Hanukkah. So therefore, Musaf is no different, even though Musaf's got nothing to do, per se, with Hanukkah. By the way, one could suggest that there is a link of Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh. They're both about renewal, and Hanukkah always falls on Rosh Chodesh. But anyway, Rav Huna, Rav Yudah, Dami Tarvayo, Ino Maskir, Nachman Rav Yochanan, Dami Tarvayo, Maskir. Some people say we do mention Hanukkah and Musaf. Some people say we don't. We, of course, do mention Hanukkah al Nisim in Musaf. Now, Amar Abai, the Rav Yosef, Hoz Rav Huna, Rav Yudah, the Rav Hu. That which these two rabbis said, you don't mention a holiday in a prayer that's not relevant to that holiday, is the same as what Rav said. Because Rav Gidl quotes Rav and says, Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos, Amafti B'Novi B'Shabbos, Eino Tzorech L'Hazkir, Shor Rosh Chodesh, Elmalei Shabbos, Eino Novi Rosh Chodesh. Haftorahs. Is there a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh? No. If it's a Rosh Chodesh falls Sunday through Friday, there's no Haftorah. Now, it's true when it falls on Shabbos, the topic of the Haftorah is usually about Rosh Chodesh. But the content is not important. The notion of the Haftorah has nothing to do per se. It's not mandated on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, if you read the Haftorah on Shabbos, so why should you mention Rosh Chodesh? What does it got to do with Rosh Chodesh? You don't have to mention it. And that's very similar to the idea that since Musaf has nothing to do with Hanukkah, therefore you don't mention it. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same. There's no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh ever in any sort of way or sense. But over here, when it comes to Hanukkah and Musaf, I'm sorry, when it comes to Haftorah, there's absolutely no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. But when it comes to Hanukkah in Musaf, since Hanukkah gets its foot in the door with Arvi, Shachris, and Mincha, with all the prayers, Hanukkah is mentioned. So then it should be mentioned in the fourth prayer of Musaf as well. There's already a precedent for mentioning it in prayers. So rather, Lahadamya, the notion that a prayer that's not relevant to that holiday is we don't mention a holiday, it's not relevant to that prayer in that prayer, is similar to Rav Chadboy, because Rav Masna quotes Rav, they have a three-pronged quotation. It says, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Amafti B'Novi B'Mincha, B'Shabbos Ein Tzorech L'Hatzkir Shul Yom Tov, Shemali Shabbos Ein Novi B'Mincha B'Shabbos, B'Yom Tov. So this is very parallel, and that is as follows. Apparently, there was once a custom that on on Yom Tov afternoon, they would have a Haftorah. The Gemara in Megillah says there's no Haftorah. So Tosfos says, well, they must have had Nevi'im. They must have read from the Ksuvim. They must have read from the scriptures, Tehillim or something. And that's to this day, many Sephardim and Nesuch Sephard say some Tehillim on Mincha afternoon. But, as they put away the Torah. So since they have the special Navi in those days, they had the special Haftorah at Mincha or something like that. So then if it falls on Yontif, you don't have to mention Yontif because it's only on Shabbos you have a Haftorah ad Mincha, but on Yontif they do not have a Haftorah ad Mincha, so it's not necessary to mention Yontif. So that's very similar to the notion that Musaf has got nothing to do with Hanukkah, so it should not be mentioned. However, the Gemara says, "Lasilcha kolani shmeitza." We don't hold like any of the things that we just said. The Gemara says in the top of Amud Beis that we don't hold like anything we just said. That's what it seems to say. So what don't we hold like? Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rashi explains we don't hold the idea of that Rav Yehuda said that we don't mention Musaf. We don't mention Hanukkah in Musaf. And also Rav Gidol. Also the idea that we don't agree with the idea that the Haftorah at Min, Haftorah on Shabbos should not mention Rosh Chodesh, so we don't agree with that. As if Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we would mention Rosh Chodesh, and also Rav Chadboy, we don't agree with the idea that says at the bottom of the page that when there's Haftorah at Mincha and Shabbos, there wouldn't be one on Yontif. No, we would say it. We would mention Yontif as well. So Tosva says, wait a second. He says, the Omer Reed, Delayel Lo Lahazkir, Limnos, to Rav Gittel. He says, you're including Rav Gittel? We don't hold like Rav Gittel. What did Rav Gittel say? He said that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Of course you don't. Because it's lesser klal. It's got nothing to do at all with the holiday. So, in other words, there are two separate questions. One is if something's not related to it. We don't say Musaf because of Hanukkah. So, all right, it's a big deal. So we're going to say Musaf. We're going to mention Hanukkah in Musaf, even though it's not really relevant to it. But there's another thing. But at least there are Shmoneh Esrei in which Rosh Chodesh is mentioned. But the Haftorah of Shabbos, there's no identity, there's no relationship at all between a Haftorah and Hanukkah. And therefore, that's the only thing that should be excluded, is mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Hanukkah. So we have a debate as to whether all these ideas are rejected, or only the radical case when there's something that's completely unrelated, that there's something that has absolutely no relationship to that particular holiday, then we don't mention that holiday. Or any case where usually we don't mention that particular kind of a ritual is not done on that holiday, then do we also not mention that mention that holiday on that occasion? Now, finally, the Gemara says, "What do we hold like? We hold like Rabbi Shuben Levi." He says that as far as Ne'ilah goes, when Ne'ilah falls on Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you still have to mention Shabbos because the day is obligated in four things. So we hold that we agree with this idea that if there's a whole day that has something, so like the whole day we were talking about Hanukkah. So all right, you have Musaf, you also throw it in. Or if the whole day, you were talking about Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so you get to Ne'ilah, you have to mention Shabbos also. But the Gemara says, wait a second, but what about the idea that on Friday night, Rava says, and we also agree with this idea, we have the halacha follows this as well, that on Friday night, you don't have to mention Yontif in the Magen Avos, in the Friday night so-called repetition of the Amidah, this abridged repetition of the Amidah we say on Friday night called Magen Avos. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do Magen Avos on Friday night. You don't have to mention Yom Tov when Friday night falls on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's got nothing to do with it. So the Gemara says, well, it's a little bit different because even on Shabbos, you really shouldn't have to have a Chazaras HaShabbos. It's just a special thing because of danger. But over here on Ne'ilah, we're going to say it because the day is obligated in four prayers, and each prayer is going to have the same thing. It's going to have mentioned Shabbos and Yom Kippur. This idea that if a holiday, if you already have to mention, let's say, Hanukkah or Shabbos in all the prayers, then when you have another prayer, you also mention it. Well, how do we understand this? But after all, that prayer is not relevant. Ne'ilah is not relevant to Shabbos. How do we understand it? Apparently, what it means is as follows. That the prayers of the day reflect the entire day. It's true that Ne'ilah is unique for Yom Kippur, but it's all the prayers together that reflect what that day is. And when they reflect what that day is, you have to express what the day is in all its shades and all its colors. And if the one of the shades of that day is Shabbos Yom Kippur, you have to mention it. If it's Hanukkah, and in all the prayers you're mentioning Hanukkah, that means that the day's prayers have already been established, that the day's prayers express the full color of the day. And therefore, even in the additional prayers, we still have to continue to mention the full colors of the day. One might add that Musaf is not completely disjointed from Shacharis. After all, what is Musaf? It's the additional service. What does that mean? What's the relationship between the two sheep they brought every day, one in the morning, one in the evening? And then on Shabbos, you have four sheep. You have two in the morning. You have two for a regular day, plus two more. Is it two separate things? There's Shacharis and there's Musaf. There's the two sheep we bring every day, one in the morning, one in the evening, and then there's something else called Musaf. Or do we say no? It becomes four sheep. And the same thing here, when you have five prayers, it creates a whole day of prayer. They say it's what Yom Kippur is. That's what a fast day is. Neil is really part of a fast day expression, which we don't have any real fast days anymore. So we only say it in Yom Kippur. But a real fast day is a whole day of prayer. So the whole day, the day has these four prayers, and they all have to reflect the full nature of that day. On Hanukkah, the day has four prayers, and that day needs to reflect its true nature, which includes an element of Hanukkah. It does include an element of Hanukkah. So that's how I want to explain some of these Gemaras, and the very challenging Gemara, very interesting. I think there's a lot more to be explained, but I hope I began to open the door to trying to understand this very, very analytical and interesting page of Talmud. Thank you.